RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Hello, my listener. Welcome back to English Bulletin over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we'll present to you our program summary for today. First, we'll bring you our news, followed by commentary, Today in History, Focus, and News in Brief. We'll continue our next program with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. We'll conclude our program for today with Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news, first the headline. Indonesian President Joko Widodo says the government blocks Telegram for security reasons. Appointed as the International Program for the Development of Communication, IPDC member country, Indonesia will sound press-free condition. Indonesian team wins Bali Open International Judo Championship, BOIGC Championship 2017. And now the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo alias Jokowi said that the government has blocked Telegram app for security reasons. He reasoned that the social media platform was used to spread radical propaganda, hate, terrorism, and bomb-making tutorials. He said on Sunday, July 60, in Jakarta that not only 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6, there were thousands of them on Telegram. Indonesian Communication and Informatics Ministry on Friday told internet service providers ISP to cut off the access to 11 domain name system DNS belong to Telegram. As a consequence, Telegram web cannot be accessed. The communication minister threatens to completely shut down the app if it fails to issue a standard operating procedure SOP to handle illegal content. Telegram has reacted to the government move by promising that it would close down account containing trouble chat. The president said that there are thousands of active radical channels or accounts on Telegram. The government will also take harsh stance on other online instant messenger services that commit similar violation. President Joko Widodo, however, said that the move will be done prudently. Appointed as the International Program for the Development of Communication, IPDC member country, Indonesia will sound press-free condition. After being elected as a member of the International Program for the Development of Communication 2017, Indonesia will attend on the 2017 International Program for Development of Communication meeting in Paris in November. Chairman of the Press Council, Yosef Adi Prasetyo, said the press freedom and various cases that occur in the media will be the main issue presented by Indonesia at the session in Paris later. Yosef Adi Prasetyo added that Indonesia can also share experiences about the conflict in the 2000s. According to him, the experience in managing hoax for the past 1 year can be shared to the developing countries such as Sudan, Middle East, and ASEAN countries. It was announced by Yosef Adi Prasetya when confirming Jakarta on Monday, 17 July.
Jadi keberhasilan Indonesia ketika menyusun
the success of Indonesia in arranging press freedom index can be a model to the IPDC member countries. The cases which will be discussed, such as the case of murder of journalist, which is unfinished until nowadays, There are 8 cases which were discussed by some international countries. The Indonesian government appointed the Press Council as the representative of Indonesia in the International Program for the Development of Communication 2017. The Press Council has also appointed Bambang Harimurti as a media expert as a requirement to attend the session. According to Yosef Adi Prasetyo, as the country with the largest number of media and the largest users of social media, it becomes a consideration for Indonesia as a member country of the International Program for the Development of Communication under UNESCO in 2017. The Indonesian team has won the general champion of the senior category in the Bali Open International Judo Championship in 2017. The national team, which is strengthened by athletes from 8 national training centers, won 5 gold medals and 2 silver medals. Chairman of the Indonesian National Sport Committee of Bali, Ketut Suwandi, after closing the Bali Open International Judo Championship 2017 in Denpasar, Sunday expressed his appreciation for the fighting spirit of the Indonesian judo athletes. According to him, this event was a proof of progress of the Indonesian Judo Association of Bali that was able to hold an international championship and has been recognized by all Indonesian Judo Association.
Kita sangat senang melihat antusias bagaimana para atlet bermain dengan semangat juang yang tinggi.
We are excited to see the enthusiasm of the athletes playing with high spirit, and this is also an opportunity given by Bali's Association of All Indonesian Judo to its athletes to have experience, to see good playing techniques from other countries. This is also an incredible and invaluable opportunity.
The last match of Bali Open International Judo Championship 3 at Lila Buana Denpasar Sports Center was held. Around 190 judo athletes from 10 countries took part in the match on the last day. The women's best senior player was awarded to the Indonesian athlete Ardelia Yuli, who played in the 57 kilogram class. Meanwhile, the best male and female junior players are Tokash Harsh from the Indian individual team and Kadek Desi Kartikasari from the Balinese Akeno Sport Judo. Telkom Indonesia, the country's largest telecommunication provider, has ramped up service on the island of Flores in East Nusa Tenggara to charter to hundreds of residents and tourists on the island to watch international cycling competition tour de Flores 2017. Telkom is the only service provider operating on the island, which the government seeks to quickly develop to accommodate rising numbers of tourists. Ismono Adi Jatmiko, Telkom's general manager for East Nusa Tenggara, recently said in a statement that the company strengthened network signals near event venues and the Tour de Flores cycling routes to ensure reliable service for networks belonging to its mobile phone operator unit. Telecommunikasi Cellular, he said the company also ensured the security of its backbone cable network by patrolling along major cable routes. The company also worked in the cooperation with the Ministry of Public Works and Housing to ensure that heavy equipment used by several ongoing infrastructure projects on the island did not interfere with Telkom's cables. State-run Tourism Institute STP Nusa Dua Bali is set to hold the Beach Food Eporia Festival at Kedonganan Beach, Bandung on July 21st to 22nd. STP Nusa Dua Bali Head Dewa Gede Ngurah Biomantara recently said in Denpasar, Bali that the festival was initiated by STP Event and Convention Management students as part of the institute's goal to have them participate in promoting the Kedonganan culinary area and develop the region's natural resources and culture. The festival will also feature a food competition, flair bartending, fruit carving, LED water drum, games and dance and music performances. The institution has hosted many events in the past, such as the GKO Japan Korean Fiesta, the Folk Market, the STP Job Fair, the Zombie Run, and seminars. Meanwhile, Indonesian Tourism Minister Arif Yahya commented that local cuisine was one example of a cultural product and culture itself was included in the tourism portfolio, consisting of nature, culture, and man-made attraction. Arif said cuisine accounts for about 30% of culture's 60% share in the portfolio. He added that eating and shopping were the most popular activities of tourists at 45%, followed by village and city tours and cultural tourism. This news coming to you from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Climate in Jaya Wijaya may be suitable for cultivation of cherry blossom, or commonly known in Japan as sakura. Hence, the Indonesian Institute of Sciences, LIPI, is making every effort to expand cherry blossom, the typical Japanese plant in biological garden of Wamena in Jaya Wijaya District, Papua Province. A cherry blossom sakura is the flower of any of several trees of genus Prunus cerulata, which is widely distributed especially in the temperate zone of the northern hemisphere. Many of the sakura varieties have been cultivated elsewhere for ornamental use, and therefore LIPI is trying to develop in Wamena, according to Sukarno, a LIPI researcher who is also assistant of the Biological Garden of Wamena. In the Jaya Wijaya district town of Wamena, Sukarno remarked on Sunday that sakura flower cultivation aims only to introduce the people of Papua with this typical plant from Japan. For the Japanese, sakura is a sacred plant, and when it blossoms, it is a delight to behold. Cultivation of sakura in Papua is expected to succeed well, and if this happens, then Indonesian tourists no longer need to go all the way to Japan, but to Wamena instead to enjoy the beauty of the flower. A modern museum focusing on Batam's history from the Melayu perspective is slated to open in Batam, Riau Island in 2018. Nestled in a 1,700 square meter building adorned in a mixture of Melayu and Middle Eastern design with four towers on each corner, the place will be easily reached as it is right in front of the Batam Center International Ferry Terminal and Mega Mall Shopping Center. Riau Island historian Aswandi Syahri, who is also a member of the museum concept team, recently said in Batam that the museum is modern because it will utilize new media such as infographic and digital monitor screen to tell a story that will easily grabs visitor attention. More than 100 items consisting of ancient manuscript and historical items have reportedly been collected by the city administration to be showcased at the museum. Regarding the museum collection, Aswandi said the items will reveal the story of Batam starting from the Bukit Siguntang era in the 7th century until present. The Museum Kota Batam will be the fifth museum in the Riau Island province, but the first to offer such a modern and digital concept. And to end the news, here are the main points once again. Indonesian President Joko Widodo says the government blocks Telegram for security reason. Appointed as the International Program for the Development of Communication, IPDC member country, Indonesia will sound press-free condition. Indonesian team wins Bali Open International Judo Championship, BOIGC Championship 2017. And that was the news from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Hey Michelle, what are you reading?
Oh, hi Steve. I'm reading an Indonesian travel brochure. And guess what?
What?
It's really fun and challenging, you know?
Really?
Yeah. All scenery looks so beautiful. Now I can decide where to visit.
Well, how about Joglo Semarang? It is short term for Yogyakarta, Solo, and Semarang.
Oh.
And it is one of the 10 main tourism destinations in Indonesia.
Okay, I'll try to Joglo Semarang.
Make your dream of having a holiday in Joglo Semarang, Indonesia come true by joining VOI International Quiz 2017. Answer the following question. 1. Please mention some VOI programs and which one is your favorite. 2. When do you listen to VOI and in what language? 3. How do you listen to VOI? 4. What is your suggestions for VOI? 5. Tell us briefly, what do you know about Indonesia?
Send the answers along with your personal data, passport number, and passport expiry date to VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id. VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id before August the 1st, 2017. See you in Indonesia.
Hello listeners, nice to meet you again on our regular program, Commentary. The title of commentaries today is The Blocking of Telegram Application. The Indonesian government, through the Minister of Communication and Informatics, has officially blocked Telegram application since Friday, July 14, 2017. The application is suspected to be often used by terrorists to establish communication without being tracked. Telegram is an application that allows its users to send end-to-end encrypted secret messages as additional security. Created by Russian brothers Pavel Durov and Nikolai Durov, Telegram was launched in 2013 as an open service that can be used on Android, iOS, Windows, and Ubuntu. Telegram can also be accessed through the website version. The assertiveness of the Indonesian government is clearly reasonable. The reason is, in Telegram, according to Minister of Communication and Informatics Rudiantara, there are 70,000 pages related to terrorism and other radical acts such as invitation to make bombs and to join terrorist organizations. Durov himself has just issued a statement clarifying that there has been miscommunication with the Indonesian side. Pavel Durov acknowledged that the Minister of Communication and Informatics has indeed contacted the Telegram site several times, but it is totally responded by the Telegram team. Now it offers several solutions to solve it. There are indeed many terrorism-related channels in Telegram, but every month Durov claims to have blocked thousands of ISIS public channels and published in the list at ISIS Watch. The Russian government, where Durov comes from, had also several times wanted to block Telegram service. One of them is when a bomb incident occurred in St. Petersburg. They found evidence that the Telegram was used as a communication tool for bombers. On the other hand, the Telegram blocking by the government has invited reaction from its users in Indonesia. One form of protest was voiced through a petition entitled Unblock the Telegram Chat App, an address to the Ministry of Communication and Informatics. Until Sunday afternoon, 16th of July, this petition has been signed by more than 15,000 supporters. It takes more than 9,000 signatures to reach 25,000. The Indonesian government's decision to block sites or apt suspected of being used by terrorists is certainly the right decision. Moreover, the government is currently intensively waging a war against terrorism acts. However, the impact should also be considered, especially for other users who are not using this application for negative purposes, let alone to endanger the security of the state. Listener, that was commentary read by Rahmana.
Today in history, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Hello listeners, nice to meet you again in our regular program Today in History over our rival service Voice of Indonesia. We start for an event on July 17, 1994, Brazil became the world champion four times. Brazil made history in the world of football by becoming the first country which won the World Cup four times in the World Cup event in the United States. The final match, which took place in Los Angeles on July 17, 1994, had to end with the first penalty shootout in the final of the World Cup, and Brazil managed to beat Italy 3-2 after 2x 45-minute match and an additional 2x 50 minutes fixed possession, nail-nail. The next event was in 1998 when Papua New Guinea earthquake occurred. The 1998 Papua New Guinea earthquake occurred on July 17 with 7.0 Richter scale and maximum martial intensity of 7 Sievert. The event occurred as reverse fall near the north coast region of Papua New Guinea, 25 kilometers from the coast of near Aitapi, and caused a large undersea landslide which caused a tsunami that hit the coast, killing between at least 2,183 and 2,700 people and injuring thousands. And the last event was in 2000 when Bashar Hafez al-Assad. Bashar Hafez al-Assad is the ninth and current president of Syria, holding the office since 17 July 2000. He is also commander-in-chief of Syrian armed forces, general secretary of ruling Arab Socialist Ba'ath Party and regional secretary of the party's branch in Syria. He is a son of Hafez al-Assad, who was president of Syria from 1971 to 2000. On 16 July 2014, Assad was sworn in for another 7-year term after receiving 88.7% of votes in the first contested presidential election in Ba'ath Syria's history. The election was dismissed as a sham by the Syrian opposition and its Western allies, while an international delegation who observed the election issued a statement asserting that the election was free and fair. The Assad government described itself as a secular, while some political scientists have claimed that the government exploits sectarian tensions in the country and rallies upon the Alawite minority to remain in power. Once seen by the international community as a potential reformer, the United States, European Union and the majority of the Arab League called for Assad's resignation from the presidency after he allegedly ordered crackdowns and military siege on Arab Spring protesters, which led to the Syrian Civil War. During the Syrian Civil War, an inquiry by the United Nations reported finding evidence which implicated Assad in war crimes. In June 2014, Assad was included in the list of war crimes, impeachments of government officials and rebels handed to the International Criminal Court. Assad has rejected the allegation of war crimes and criticized the American-led intervention in Syria for attempting regime change. Listener, that was Today in History, read by Rahmana.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Focus. The theme of today's Focus is Indonesia-Switzerland Vocational Education Cooperation. Governments of Indonesia and Switzerland agreed to increase vocational education to improve human resource education in both countries. It was agreed when President Joko Widodo met the head of Federal Department of Economics of Education and Research of Switzerland, Johann
and Snyder Aman at Bogor Palace West Java on Friday, July the 14th. Cabinet Secretary Pramono Anung explained that the meeting agreed to increase bilateral cooperation. Switzerland is considered an important country for Indonesia, so the government welcomes the increased cooperation, especially with regard to vocational education. Pramono Anung explained the relationship between Indonesia and Switzerland over the last 3 years has increased quite drastically. Moreover, many Swiss companies in Indonesia are prominent in their field.
Kedatangannya adalah untuk tentunya selain meningkatkan hubungan.
The arrival, of course, in addition to bilateral cooperation, is also because Switzerland is one of the countries that are very potential for Indonesia. It is primarily concerned with vocational education. But the most obvious is the bilateral relations between Indonesia and Switzerland in the last 3 years has increased almost 283%, and a lot of Swiss companies in Indonesia who are prominent in their field. And Switzerland offered to Indonesia to follow up cooperation, especially in the field of vocational education, then polytechnic education, and so on. Meanwhile, Indonesian Coordinating Minister for the Economy, Darmin Nasution, added that Germany and Switzerland are the most developed countries in vocational education. Therefore, the government immediately followed up the cooperation. Darmin Nasution said the government will build vocational education institutions in a number of major cities in Indonesia in cooperation with Switzerland. He pointed out in Solo, which has a school of maritime science, in Bandung, some polytechnic schools already have cooperation with universities in Switzerland. In every city across Indonesia, there are expected to be vocational education and trainings, at least in big cities. According to Darmin Nasution, his ministry and related technical ministers will follow up talks between President Joko Widodo and Johan so that the next meeting they will have obtained more detailed cooperation points. Darmin Nasution estimates by the end of the year both are ready with more detailed cooperation in the vocational field. That was Focus Today on Indonesia-Switzerland Vocational Education Cooperation. I'm Anna Trijayakasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Here is our news in brief. Indonesian President Joko Widodo alias Jokowi said that the government has blocked Telegram app for security reason. Appointed as the International Program for the Development of Communication IPDC member country, Indonesia will sound press-free condition. The Indonesian team has won the general champion of the senior category in the Bali Open International Judo Championship in 2017. Telkom Indonesia, the country's largest telecommunication provider, has ramped up service on the island of Flores in East Nusa Tenggara to cater to hundreds of residents and tourists on the island to watch international cycling competition tour De Flores 2017. State-run Tourism Institute STP Nusa Dua Bali is set to hold the Beach Food Eopria Festival at Kedonganan Beach, Bandung at Kedonganan Beach, Badung on July 21st to 22nd. Climate in Jayawijaya may be suitable for cultivation of cherry blossom, or commonly known in Japan as sakura. And the last item, a modern museum focusing on Batam's history from the Melayu perspective is slated to open in Batam, Riau Island in 2018, nestled in a 1,700 square meter building adorned in a mixture of Melayu and Middle Eastern design with 4 towers on each corner. The place will be easily reached as it is right in front of the Batam Center International Ferry Terminal and Mega Mall Shopping Center. And that was our news in brief from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Hey Michelle, what are you reading?
Oh, hi Steve. I'm reading an Indonesian travel brochure. And guess what?
What?
It's really fun and challenging, you know?
Really?
Yeah. All scenery looks so beautiful.
Now I can decide where to visit.
Well, how about Joglo Semarang? It is short term for Yogyakarta, Solo, and Semarang.
Oh.
And it is one of the 10 main tourism destinations in Indonesia.
Okay, I'll try to Joglo Semarang.
Make your dream of having a holiday in Joglo Semarang, Indonesia come true by joining VOI International Quiz 2017. Answer the following question. 1. Please mention some VOI programs and which one is your favorite. 2. When do you listen to VOI and in what language? 3. How do you listen to VOI? 4. What is your suggestions for VOI? 5. Tell us briefly, what do you know about Indonesia?
Send the answers along with your personal data, passport number, and passport expiry date to VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id. VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id before August the 1st, 2017. See you in Indonesia.
You're still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, broadcasting to the frequencies of 9525 kHz, 11.785 kHz, and 15.150 kHz. You can also listen through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Here is our next program, Indonesian Wonder, and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listeners, welcome to Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary arts, fine arts, and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we will introduce you to Mas Harum Bestari Lake in Bengkulu. Stay tuned. Listeners, Curug is the capital city of Rejang Lebong Regency, Bengkulu Province. The city is well known as one of places of clan of Rafflesia Arnoldi. There are some tourism objects which are known at the city, such as Pematang Lake, Mount Kaba, Waterfall, Mas Harum Tari Lake, Tabarena, and prehistorical sites as Pancastone. On today's edition, we will invite you to visit Mas Harum Lake, or known with the name Mas Harum Bestari Lake. This tourism object offers the beauty of lake on hills which has fresh air. Listeners, Mas Harum Bestari Lake is one of lakes in Rejang Lebong. The name of the lake is taken from the name of South Sumatra governor when Rejang Lebong Regency still entered South Sumatra province. Mas Harum Bestari Lake area covers around 36 hectares. The hills of surrounding area are planted by fresh vegetables. At the middle of the lake, it is unique because there is a small island which has shaped a letter C. Local people said that the letter symbolizes an initial of Curug. At the eastern of the lake, there are loose trees which are usually used by visitors to take rest. Listeners, at Mas Harun Bestari Lake, visitors can do various activities such as sailing, surrounding the lake by using motorboat, doing adventure such as outbound, and also enjoying the beauty of the nature of the lake. The lake becomes home for fresh fish which can be fished by visitors. So, if you love fishing, please do not forget to bring your own fishing equipment. The lake has also been completed with facilities such as restroom, moss, parking area, playing ground, flying fox, fishing pool, cafe, hall, and boat which can be rented. Listeners, if you want to stay at night and enjoy sensation of the beauty of the lake, there are some villas with various types. Mas Harun Bestari Lake is located at Selupu Rejang Sub-District, Rejang Lebong Regency, around 17 kilometers from the center of Curup City. Any kinds of vehicles can access this tourism object area. Listeners, that was our segment Indonesian Wonder for today. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
Speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly. We present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Hello listener, welcome back to Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a segment which invites you to learn Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to use them in a conversation. This program is collaboration between Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service Broadcast, and the Agency for the Language Development and Development Ministry of Education and Culture of Republic of Indonesia. Today we bring you a topic entitled Hari Pertama Sekolah, in English means First Day of School. Stay tuned. First, I will introduce you the vocabulary and expressions that relate to the today's topics of conversation. I'll say it twice slowly, and you can repeat after me. Hari pertama. Hari pertama. In English, first day. Sekolah. Sekolah. In English, school. Mengapa. Mengapa. In English, why. Sampai. Sampai. In English, arrived. Kantor. Kantor. In English, office. Hari ini. Hari ini. In English, today. Masuk kantor. Masuk kantor. In English, in the office. Sakit. Sakit. In English, sick. Cuti. Cuti. In English, leave. Satu minggu. Satu minggu. In English, 1 week. Pergi. Pergi. In English, go. Kemana. Kemana. In English, where. Sekarang. Sekarang. In English, now. Sekolah dasar. Sekolah dasar. In English, elementary school. Minggu ini. Minggu ini. In English, this week. Mengantar. Mengantar. In English, accompany. Menjemput. Menjemput. In English, pick up. Next.
Now I'll give you an example of conversations entitled Hari Pertama Sekolah in English, First Day of School. As usual, I'll say the sentence twice and slowly, and you can repeat after me. The conversation is between Ani A and Erna B on the phone. A.
Halo Erna, mengapa kamu belum sampai kantor? Halo Erna, mengapa kamu belum sampai kantor?
In English.
Hello Erna, why haven't you arrived at the office?
B.
Ani, hari ini saya tidak masuk kantor. Ani, hari ini saya tidak masuk kantor.
In English, Ani, today I'm not in the office.
A. Apakah kamu sakit? Apakah kamu sakit?
In English, are you sick?
B. Tidak. Hari ini saya cuti. Saya cuti satu minggu. Tidak. Hari ini saya cuti. Saya cuti satu minggu.
In English, no, today I'm on leave. I'm on leave for 1 week.
A. Kamu mau pergi kemana? Kamu mau pergi kemana?
In English, where do you want to go?
B. Hari ini adalah hari pertama anak saya masuk sekolah. Hari ini adalah hari pertama anak saya masuk sekolah.
In English, today is the first day of my child to go to school.
Dia sekarang sudah di sekolah dasar. Dia sekarang sudah di sekolah dasar.
In English, he's in elementary school now.
Minggu ini saya harus mengantar dan menjemput dia di sekolah. Minggu ini saya harus mengantar dan menjemput dia di sekolah.
In English, this week I have to accompany and pick him up to school.
Hey, baiklah, sampai jumpa. Baiklah, sampai jumpa.
In English,
all right, see you.
Well, listener, that was today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. Hopefully, it can be useful for those who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. We'll see you again with a different topic. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for your attention. See you again tomorrow and sampai jumpa.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are. Welcome back to Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian original music, either traditional or modern. Today, we will present to you a keroncong songs by Ubit. Well, listener, to initiate this regular music corner, let's listen to a keroncong song entitled Keroncong Kemayoran by Ubit.
Yeah.
listener, that was the song Keroncong Kemayoran by Ubid. Ubid is an Indonesian musician who was born in Aceh on May 24, 1965. With the real name of Nya Ina Rasuki, Ubid has done various academic process to study especially in music. Beginning with his bachelor degree at the Institut Kesenian Jakarta and then further earned his master's and doctorate in ethnomusicology at the University of Wisconsin, the United States. Not only academically, Ubid also seriously learned Indonesian traditional and foreign vocal arts such as Africa, Korean, and Spain. Then Ubid has also explored various types of music genre. But listener, now we bring back another keroncong song by Ubid entitled Gambang Semarang.
Oh,
That was Gambang Semarang, which was dedicated by Ubit. Ubit explores the music together with an Indonesian contemporary music composer, Tony Prabowo, and successfully produced various musical performances and various musical genres, ranging from traditional, contemporary, as well as electronic music. Despite his success in contemporary works, Ubit has not ignored the Indonesian original music genre, namely keroncong. In 2007, Ubit released a keroncong album entitled Keroncong Tenggara. For Ubit, there are special things in keroncong music, because keroncong is a blend of European and the Indonesian archipelagic music. Moreover, according to him, the enhancement of keroncong music will bring interest for Indonesian music lovers if combined with various musical instrument and vocal style. Therefore, in the Keroncong Tenggara album, Ubit combined various other genres of music such as jazz, pop, tango, and classic. Ubit is known as an enthusiastic person to find unique things from Indonesian music and create it to be a new musical package. Well, listener, that was today's edition of Music Corner featuring Ubit. To conclude today's segment, we will present to you the last song entitled Aksi Kucing and Keroncong Sapulidi. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you on the next Music Corner.
Nabung malu malu kucing meong meong di belakang suaranya nyaring, jangan suka bung diam diam kucing sudah menerkam sebelumnya berunding. Aksi kucing membuat perselisihan, salah salah dari kawan jadi lawan. Aksi kucing membuat perselisihan, salah-salah dari kawan jadi lawan. Salah paham bung, karena aksi kucing urusan kecil bisa jadi meruncing. Salah paham bung, karena aksi kucing urusan kecil bisa jadi meruncing.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.